This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Hat tip to the Burning Platform for the inspiration on this podcast, which asks the question, if you really think about what the gun control demand is, it's a demand that the same government that has failed miserably at every level to protect innocent civilians against violence now wants us to give up our means of self-protection and self-defense and allow the government to be in charge of protecting us, even right after the government has proven they cannot protect us and that government is incompetent, if not downright criminal at some level. Think about what happened in Parkland, Florida. Think about it. The Nick's background check system didn't work, which is why Nicholas Cruz was able to buy a gun. He should have been flagged. He wasn't flagged. When the shooting began, the government policies of no guns or gun-free zones also made sure that more students and staff were killed. When armed deputies were on the scene, they were told to stand down. And when the EMTs arrived on the scene to try to save lives as students were bleeding out on the floor after the shooting, they were told to stand down too. This is government causing the problem. Who failed on the background check? Government did. Who failed on defending our students? Government failed. Who failed on responding to the active shooter with some means of stopping him? Well, government failed. I mean, if you look at who failed, it's government. And these are the same people that now want us to trust them wholeheartedly with our lives and our safety and our children? Are you kidding me? If there's one thing that we've learned in all this, it's that government is the worst candidate for protecting our lives or even our liberties, for that matter. Government is the last organization that you want in charge when things really matter. If you want to walk out of that building alive, you don't want government running the show. If you want to survive a violent assault or a mass shooting or a rapist who enters your home, you sure don't want government dictating to you what you can and cannot do. You need to take matters into your own hands. And that is the crux of the system, of the argument. The government, the whole gun control argument is rooted in the idea that the government does not want individual citizens to have any individual liberties at all. You're not supposed to have the right to defend yourself, according to the lunatic radical left, the anti-gun left, and the big government proponents, who are all totalitarians. Let's just be honest. They're all totalitarians. They all want government in charge of everything. They want to neuter all the citizens, both men and women. They want to take away your individual liberties. They want to take away, frankly, even your right to speak. I mean, look at all the censorship now that's being pushed aggressively by YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. It's all about making sure that you don't have the right to even speak, not even the right to think for yourself. It's insane. But that's what's being pushed. I tell you what, this is a reason why Americans who love their country and who love liberty and who love life will never give up their guns, not to a totalitarian government, even under the Trump administration. The government cannot be trusted. It's clear Trump doesn't run the government. Even if, forget it about Trump for a second, even if a human angel were elected president, a deity, a divine spirit of pure light and love, even if Jesus Christ himself were elected president, the deep state evil government underneath the president wants to destroy your liberties. So it doesn't even, I mean, in one way, whoever's in the Oval Office cannot stop all the evil in the government top to bottom, is what I'm saying. That evil is endemic in the system. It saturates every level of this toxic government. And they do not want you to have the ability to defend yourself because, oh my God, if citizens are armed, then, well, they're citizens, not slaves, you see. You got to look back and remember, this was a key element to the whole gun control argument. It was a KKK argument. The KKK was founded and mostly run by Democrats, by the way. That's a historical fact that media never tells you. And those Democrats hated black people. And they wanted to keep black people down. They didn't want blacks to have guns, and so they pushed for gun control as a way to keep black men disarmed, because a black man with a gun, you see, or many black men with guns, could stand up and challenge the status quo of slavery that existed, and maybe fight for their own freedom. And that could never be allowed by the Democrat-run KKK status quo system, the racist, bigoted system rooted in gun control that has since pushed abortion for blacks to make sure that population reduction happens right there before birth. You know, you're going to keep the black people down. You can't just take away their guns. They also want to push abortion on them. Just kill them before they're even born. That's their whole goal. That's Democrats. Why do you think Democrats push Planned Parenthood into black neighborhoods, folks? It's not a mystery of what they're trying to do. It's genocide. I'm one of the few people that's openly talked about this, by the way. Well, maybe not one of the few, but I mean, one of the few prominent, you know, people that people look at me and they say I'm a white person, okay? I hate the label, I hate the designation, because in my mind, we're all human beings. All of our ancestors came from Africa. So white, black, whatever, it doesn't even make any sense. I'm all about all of humanity being free. I want a black man to be free as much as I want a white woman, a Hispanic gay couple to be free. I want everybody to be free. It doesn't matter to me what your color is. I want everybody to be free. But the KKK wanted to disarm and make sure that black men could not have guns. And that's where gun control really came from. I know, if you don't really study the true history of the world, you won't know this stuff. And of course, the mainstream media tries to make sure that you never learn this stuff. If you want to protect your life, if you want to be free, regardless of your color, do not surrender your firearms to the government. Ever. Ever. Never. Never let them take away your right to be a citizen. Never let them take away your right to self-defense. The minute you give up your guns, you're a slave. And that's worse than dying in defense of liberty. As far as I'm concerned, and many other people, I will not live a life on my knees. I will not live a life of slavery, begging for approval from a totalitarian regime that wants to command everyone what words they can use and what they can think, what they're allowed to say without being censored by YouTube and all these other tech giant, tyrannical, you know, libtard-dominated regimes of thought control and speech control, Orwellian ministry of truth, cesspools of weirdos and freakish, radical kooks who run those places. They are evil beyond belief, and that's become clear to everyone now, to everyone who's a thinking person anyway. I will not live my life on my knees begging for approval from those weirdos. I will fight for my right to be an American citizen and to express myself under First Amendment protections and to defend my life, if necessary, under Second Amendment protections. And there are no circumstances, none whatsoever, in which I will take part in giving up my First Amendment or my Second Amendment rights. No circumstances whatsoever. I know right now, today, that, you know, someday we will all die, but the day that I leave this world, which hopefully is far away, I will do so having defended freedom and liberty for my entire life without exception. And if you can honestly look in the mirror and pledge that to yourself as well, then join me in fighting for liberty. I'm about to launch a new website, a free speech website that will compete with YouTube. It'll be an alternative without the censorship of YouTube. I'm going to be announcing that domain name soon. And I encourage you to help support it, join it, share it. It's going to be attacked, it's going to be blacklisted, it's going to be, you know, banned on all social media immediately. But I'm going to need your support. I'm going to ask for your support anyway. So that announcement is coming soon. You can read about it at naturalnews.com or listen to my podcast here at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.